Hello everyone! Today we are delighted to talk about an author that has been raising our interest ever since we studied the famous novel Frankenstein, Mary Shelley, one of the greatest literary pioneers of the 19th century. This episode will be divided into three parts so you can understand who Mary Shelley was growing up, how it impacted her future career, how was the process of writing Frankenstein, and finally, the legacy of this beautiful and grotesque novel. Let's get into it.
Before writing Frankenstein in 1818, Mary Shelley grew up in a very smart but not very loving home, and this strongly influenced her later writing. She was born on August 30th, 1797 in Somers Town, near London. Her parents were two famous thinkers, Mary Wollstonecraft, an early feminist writer, and William Godwin, a political philosopher. Her mother died soon after she was born, so Mary was raised by her father. Instead of going to a regular school, she grew up around political discussions and writers.
Her education came mainly from reading and from observing her father's intellectual circle. This allowed her to develop a great sense of critical thinking, especially when it came to philosophy, literature, and science. However, Shelley didn't grow up in an affectionate house and wasn't shown that much parental care and love. Furthermore, the author developed a sense of isolation, especially as her father remarried a woman who had children of her own, with whom she didn't quite get along.
As a teenager, she began an intense and secret relationship with the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley. In 1814, at age 16, she ran away with him to Europe and they got married, which caused public scandal. The young couple traveled and lived across Europe, in France, Switzerland, and elsewhere. As a consequence, this kind of bohemian style life often left them with financial difficulties. In 1816, while staying near Lake Geneva, the Villa Diodati, with Percy Shelley, Lord Byron, and other writers during the Year Without a Summer, the group challenged each other to write ghost stories. It was at this moment that Mary Shelley began imagining the idea that became Frankenstein.
During this time, Mary Shelley was only 18 years old, but she was very interested in the scientific and philosophical ideas of her time. The group often talked about experiments with electricity, whether dead people could be brought back to life, and how far science should go. One night, after hearing discussions about galvanisms and what gives life to living things, Mary had what she later called a waking dream. She imagined a scientist standing next to the creature he had made, shocked and terrified that he had given it life.
That vision became the foundation of Frankenstein, a novel exploring strong ambition, creation, responsibility, isolation, and the dangers of scientific power. Mary continued developing the story over the following month while traveling with Percy Shelley. The book was published anonymously in 1818 for a gender and reputation matter, and many readers initially assumed Percy had written it, especially since the preface had been written by him and because the strong themes of the novel were often thought to have emerged from a male radical mind. However, after Percy Shelley's death, Mary Shelley was recognized as the true author.
The story became so popular that many movie versions were created. The first new version of the novel appeared in 1823, Presumptions, or The Fate of Frankenstein, a play in three acts written by Richard Brinsley Peake, which focused on the monster as a theater character. Later, modern films were also made, such as The Curse of Frankenstein and more recently, Frankenstein.
Finally, Mary Shelley's work not only remains relevant today, but has completely revolutionized romantic literature, exploring complex and fascinating themes which keep raising questions and debates. Its emotional and intellectual intensity still impacts the new generations who at first wanted to read a classic novel and who ended up being touched by Shelley's imagination and talent.